550 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe. And I know we plan to talk about some initiatives today and some of the different things your folks are doing there.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. So something that just went off actually 2 weekends ago now was our first of several Citizenship Washington Focus garage sales. That's Citizenship Washington Focus is a initiative that Riley County 4-H participates in every 3 years that culminates in a trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with some policymakers, but really to get a feel for not only what goes on in Washington, but some of the historical things that are happening, or some of the historical sites in Washington. So what we do is every October and April, we host a large community-wide garage sale, and just finished up with our October version. I want to thank any listeners out there that either contributed via donations or came out and shopped the sale. It was a wonderful success. And if you, you know, if you have some items that you're looking to get rid of, we will be back at it this April. So be looking for that, not only on our Riley County Extension website, but on our Riley County Extension Facebook page as well. So again, thank you for those who participated in that initiative. Moving along, another sizable program that we have upcoming is we are going to be hosting our second, what we're calling a Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. So last March, we held our first one in partnership with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and an entity called Network Kansas that works with local chambers to facilitate entrepreneurial programming in local communities. And so what this really entails is we host young high school age youth living in Riley County and encourage them to put together a business plan, a trade show presentation, and ultimately a pitch. I believe I've been in here before, Kathy, and I think last time I was talking about this, I likened it to Shark Tank. Is really what they're doing is coming out and saying, you know, here's my business idea or product concept. This is why there's a need for it, and this is why you should be interested in what I'm offering. You know, anybody out there, you do not have to be a Riley County 4-H'er to participate in this endeavor. So if you or someone you know is, again, high school aged, living in Riley County, that has an idea for a business or a product concept, I think the best place to start is maybe just to contact me personally at the Riley County Extension Office, and I can kind of walk you through what this is going to look like. Our event for 2018 will take place on March 20th, and we'll be out at our Potter Hall facility in Seco Park. So again, you know, if you have a young person in your life, or you are that young person that has that entrepreneurial spirit or entrepreneurial mind, send them my way. We'll plug them into the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge.
And that's exciting.
It is. So
at such a young age that they're starting to get an idea how to put those kind of things together.
It is. Even. And, you know, from a community standpoint, and when I use the word community, I am talking about not only Manhattan area, but other communities in Riley County, Randolph, Riley, Leonardville. A kind of hot topic right now is not only entrepreneurial endeavors, but is community vitality. And so when you think about these young people that are kind of at the jumping off point in their life, is, you know, they're either going to go to college or some other institution of higher ed, or potentially go to trade school, or maybe they don't do any of that. Maybe they start a business right out of high school. These are the people that we want in our communities because they're going to be the people creating ultimately businesses for the future. So it is exciting. Again, we held our first one last year, and it was really neat to see those young people come out. And, you know, from a 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old perspective, it's kind of cool because they can win a little bit of seed money to get an actual business off the ground.
Even 7 and 8 years old, that's pretty cool.
So it's coming up, March. You know, moving down the line, this is the time of year where we are trying to be visible within the community. Our 4-H clubs, 13 of which throughout the county, are you know, gearing up for our new 4-H year. And so if you have someone in your family, could be one of your own children or grandchildren that you think might benefit from some of the things that we offer in our local 4-H program, I would definitely send them my way, and I can kind of walk you through what it looks like to get involved with 4-H here in Riley County. But I can tell you, you know, again, 13 active clubs all over the county, not just here in Manhattan. There's a lot to offer within those clubs. And then we also have what we call project clubs. The top project clubs here in Riley County are going to be our shooting sports program, our horse or equine program. We have a dog program, a kennel club program, and then we have a STEM club program. So those kind of operate outside of the traditional community clubs, but are just yet another opportunity for young people to get involved.
Boy.
So,
want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open if you'd like to enter into the discussion. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-KMAN. But any other upcoming program initiatives you want to go over today?
Well, you know, the only other thing is, so as I make that ask to potential 4-H'ers and families out there telling you to get involved, the other thing that we're always looking for is, you know, if you are an adult out in the community and you have a passion or a skill that you would be willing to share with our youth, give me a holler. We're always looking to bring in kind of new talent and new programs. We offer what we call project days, which are typically on the weekend, sometimes during the week, but those are kind of a one-shot educational program for young people. So, for instance, this upcoming week, we're offering a two-part woodworking program with one of our 4-H parents that has a woodworking shop down on 4th Street. And we also have a string art program, which we just had a volunteer that said, hey, I'm interested in string art. Do you have any 4-H'ers we could plug in? So if you have a passion or talent, and it doesn't have to be necessarily a hobby, if you are someone maybe that's super passionate about leadership or citizenship or public speaking, something along those lines, we would love to get you involved with our youth populations here. So
very good. Well, a lot of information covered here today.
Yep.
Anything
yep.
else to highlight or
no,
add?
No, just that, you know, here three times I've said, hey, contact me at the extension office. So I am the Riley County 4-H agent, John Job. You can get a hold of me, 785-537-6350, or personally email me at jajob@ksu.edu.
Very good. Well, thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
You.
Again, we've had Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Job with us today. We'll take a break. When we come back, transportation planning analyst with the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization, Jared Tremblay, will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing.